Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson, and you're listening to the edition of the 31st of March 2008. Today's topic, a stroke of insight. At the age of 37, at the height of her career, brain scientist Jill Bolte-Taylor had a stroke. She witnessed the functions in her left brain hemisphere shutting down until she could not walk, talk, read, write, or recall any part of her life. She says, how many brain scientists have the opportunity to study their own brain from the inside out? While it was happening, she was thinking to herself, this is cool, but I'm a very busy woman. I don't have time for this. Time? It took her 8 years to recover. As she recounts the experience of living in her right brain, she stresses that being reduced in this way was in fact a liberation from left-brain thinking with its ongoing chatter to a more connected way of being. She says that we need to focus on the strengths of our right brain to connect with the world and the people around us. This is why, in her moving and gripping account at TED, she calls the hemorrhage her stroke of insight. The experience itself, frankly, sounds like a psychedelic trip. But her reflections and perceptions are science at work. While left-brain thinking is still the type most promoted at school, our conceptual age will need more and more right-brain thinking. For as Daniel H. Pink said way back in 2005, in a world upended by outsourcing, deluged with data and choked with choices, the abilities that matter most are now closer in spirit to the specialties of the right hemisphere. Artistry, empathy, seeing the big picture, and pursuing the transcendent. Don't miss the video and come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.